I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. Several years ago, as I was preparing a lecture on the Reformation in the 16th century, we happened to have on the calendar a rare non-member wedding at my church in Atlanta. Unknowingly, the guest pastor for the ceremony, in an inadvertent slip of the tongue, gave me the catchy theme which I had broadened into my presentation. As he clasped the joined hands of the bride and groom, he said, "Let those whom God has joined asunder." A moment of silence ensued, followed by some muffled laughter from the congregation. The minister corrected himself and continued, but I was left with a new image of the church, joined together through the basic tenets of our faith, yet torn asunder in how we gave them power. Samuel Stone, writing his great hymn in 1866, based on this article of the Creed, which calls us to unity and communion, outlined for us those strong ties which bind us together. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. In the first book of metrical psalms, completed in 1562 by the English and Scottish refugees in Geneva, William Keith took the words of the psalmist from the 100th psalm and gave us the one text which has survived from that collection for almost 500 years. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Or, as George Herbert would have us sing, let all the world in every corner sing, my God and King.